Hello, my finest friends, ball bags. Welcome to frame 143 in Out of Infinity in Me 1 versus Me 2 snooker, in which Me 1 plays Me 2 at snooker to find out which is the best me at snooker. So far, you'd have to say it's Me 2, but it's early days in this contest. There could be an infinity more frames if human life is extended to infinity. And if that's the case, if there are infinity frames, then the 142 we played will be irrelevant. It's been exciting times. It's currently Me 165, Me 270. Sounds like Me 2's running away with it. Well, you may think that if you've just tuned in for the first time. But Me 1 has in fact won the last three frames in a row. Was eight or nine behind. Maybe four frames. Four frames in a row. He was nine behind, he's now five behind. Can he be four behind after tonight? That's what the excitement is to do with here. And it's very exciting. I should say that Elisio Mendoza Berruetas family got in touch to say they didn't want the arena named after them. So it was some bad breaking news for you if you're a fan of German cinema. Horst Sachtelben has died. Bad news for him, but I hope that me naming this arena after Horst Sachtelben will provide some comfort at this difficult time. You may know him, of course. He studied philology and history of art, and was from Prussia. You probably know him from Beyond Silence or About a Girl. Those were two of his films. Sad to see him go. He was 91 years young. He was for a long time the only person who died today. But I could have had Sajjad Kishwar, Alfred Grishin, or David Datuna. David Datuna? Yeah, David's Datuna. And he's only 48 years old. He's a Georgian-based American artist. Georgian-born American artist. So now, is that Georgia the country or Georgia the state he was born in? Well, we'll never know because we didn't choose them as the person the thing is named after. Anyway, it's 8:02 and I think it's time to go straight over to Sports Desk to find the latest football scores. I do have to say that slightly disappointing array of matches today. I think over the summer we might find the football scores less interesting. It's the playoff quarterfinals in the National League. If you've been following the National League North, you'll know that York City got promoted to the National League by being the best team in the National League North. By coming fifth, not trying too hard, not being a tryhard, and then just winning the playoffs. That's all you have to do. Herring manoeuvre. It's FC Halifax Town, my brother's team, are playing Chesterfield. And the current score, 15 to 18 minutes into the match, 0-0. There was an international friendly between India and Zambia, but that has been cancelled for obvious reasons. So that's it for the football. It's a very exciting National League playoffs. We may have seen Grimsby come back from 1-0 down with about 10 seconds to go to win 2-1 yesterday. Notts County smashed out of the competition despite being one of the better sides. Wrexham could, of course, take the glory. They've got Hollywood stars as their big fans. I don't know if they can cope with old York City coming up and having old Richie Herring there as their number one fan. We'll see. Look, anyway, I want to move quick today because I've got a date with my wife to play Scrabble. That's right. So let's just whiz through this. Let's let the snooker do the talking. Let's see if we can finish by 8:15. There's 91 viewers in as far as I can see. And let's let the snooker do the talking. But first, over to Sybil. Very good run of form on her predictions. Her face is slightly peeling off. Ooh, hello, Richard. It is I, Sybil. I live in the past, the future, and the present. I live everywhere. I can see everything. I know when you will die. When will it be? It will be the 14th of March, 20. Oh, that's good news. It's going to. So I'm not going to live till 2100. 2033. Wow, that's ages. I'm very pleased with that. Write it down. The 14th of March, 14th of the 3rd. What was it? 2043. That's fine. I'd take that any day of the week. What's that? Another 21 years? Fuck yeah. Get in. How much snooker will there be by then? You will not play snooker every week. Well, we'll find out if you're right about that. Last week you predicted that Me One would win by 39 points or something, and they won almost exactly by that. So, what do you say today? Today, I believe. Who do you think will win out of Halifax and Chesterfield? Chesterfield will win 3-0. That seems very unlikely. And they're playing away. They will win 3-0. We'll see. And I think you might have blown it. Completely called the York City game correct. Because I see everything. I got the correct score and everything. Today, Me One will win by 11 points. Me One by 11. Again, Me One being backed. Thank you, God. I said, let no man to the thunder. Okay, good. Well, that would be an exciting thing. But she has backed Me One for all of the frames, I think. I can't remember what happened in the controversial frame where everything started going wrong for Me Too. Let's see, Me Too. How are you doing, Me Too? How are things going? Richard, I don't want to talk. I just want to get out on the snooker board. Let the snooker do the talking. Fine. Me One, how do you feel? Richard, I've got a date with my wife to play Scrabble. And you know what that means. Is it the games by Waddington's? I don't think it is Waddington's anymore, Richard. But yes, that is what I will be playing Scrabble. And I expect you'll win. Yes, I will win. My wife is shit at Scrabble. And I'm very good at it. I just like I will win the snooker. All right, shall we just get on with it? We'll go over to commentator one and commentator two. Wow, look at this. People who think they can just tune in at 10 past are going to get a bit of a shock in the Horst Sachtelben arena. And let's see what they make of this surprising cut to them straight away. 132 people watching now. It's going to be an exciting friend. Let's delay no further, because I think this could be one of the most exciting games. I'm very tired, so are the players. I imagine there's going to be a lot of mistakes. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the Horst Sachtelben Arena. We are the normal man versus the very strong breeze. It's the normal man to break today, Richard. Can the normal man... Oh, there's a snooker stick on the table. That's confused. The normal man, he's just moved it aside. Can the normal man not go in off today? He's gone in off, Richard. He's gone in off. Commentator two. That's 4 points to Me Too. That's the start Me Too was begging for. That's what happens most weeks, to be fair. It's sort of a disadvantage to go first. There's no way of breaking without doing that. That's what I've learnt. Me Too. Can he come back into this? Oh, what a shot. And if that... Oh, what a shame if that... that's a touching ball, I think. Is it touching? Referee two calls it touchy ball. We can play away. He's not going to pot anything here because that's nice. Nice bit of safety play from Me Too, but he's set out his stall. He's had a bad run of luck, but surely he's due to come back now. Oh, and look at this. Two balls potted from Me One. Anything you can do, I can do better, says Me One. He's got a break of two. He's only had his first go. Can he get this black and make it nine? You know it. Look at the skill of these players. Well, then there's a lot at stake here. He's got to nine. He's going to have to do a plant to get to 10. Oh, he's messed up the plant. But 9 points to Me One. What an amount with just two goes. Amazing. No one could have predicted that. Me Too. Oh, he hits that too hard. Hits it too hard and Me One. It looked like it was going to be Me Too all the way, but now Me One has come out of the woodwork. He's potting balls all over the place. Missed that blue, unfortunately. But gaggly-dink, Me One. 10. Me Too. Gaggly-dink, 5. Oh, and this is practically a snooker. Oh, Me Too's gone in off. The advantage he got has been thrown away, and it looks like it's a return to normal service. Can Me One take advantage of this? Can he get back into this match? Did this competition? Oh, nearly pots everything, but pots nothing. Me Too. Tries for a snooker. Goes too far around the table. In fact, just sets up Me One.
who misses by... Oh, no! Brilliant pot into the centre pocket. How did he do that? I don't know. Oh, look at that. He's potted the pink. Has he snooked himself? Unusually, the green, brown and yellow all on their spot still. And Miwon can just see one red. And he's missed it. Will he get anything on the way back up the board? The camera's not going to help him. He gets a break of seven, but gives away four. It was just a clear shot. And most of Me2's points come from fouls. Calculating, calculating, Miwon, 21, Me2, calculating, calculating, nine. Make that, oh, I was going to say make it 10, but he missed a very easy shot. Just rushing himself, Miwon. Trying to send the ball down the table. The ball's clumped in an unusual pattern up here. Me2. No, he's lost it. He's lost it, Mandy. Miwon. Oh, Miwon knocks the brown off its spot. That's something. Me2. Me2. A beautiful pot from Me2. Can he get the brown back on its spot? You know he can. Look at that. That's what I call music. He's just knocked the yellow a little bit off its spot. But a break of five, and that might steady his nerves. Don't think he can get this red. Oh, he could have got it. He could have got it. Me2. Break of five. This game is still wide open. Miwon. Oh, now Miwon is playing badly. It's just neither playing player can find form. Oh, and the green's been knocked off the plot spot by Me2. Miwon. Oh, that one leapt out of the pocket like Boris Johnson leaping into a Christmas party. Who was that? Was that Miwon or Me2? I think that was Miwon. Is it Me2's go now? Let's see what the chat room think. I think it's Me2 to play now. Yeah, Me2 to play. I'll take that. Me2. There's not much he can do here unless he can sneak this past the yellow. He can't. Nearly pots the yellow. Miwon. Nearly pots the green. Everything off its spot now, just as we like it. Miwon. Pots a red. I think it's Miwon. Pots a green. The referee says it's Miwon and that's all that counts. He just hit the red first. Miwon gets 4 points. Me2. Struggling here. Oh! That was interesting. Miwon. Wish you could have seen it. Miwon does not pot. Me2 really needs to concentrate. He needs to pull himself together. And that's a good start. He's potted a beautiful red. Can he add a beautiful brown? You know he can. This is the Me2 we'd come to love. Hitting in two ball breaks all over the shop. Can he make it a three ball break? No. Beautiful 5 points though. He's nearly up to 20, which has been a struggle the last couple of weeks. Miwon. Tries to double it, goes in off, and Me2 is over 20. Miwon really didn't even take a second there to line up a shot, and suddenly we find ourselves in an unusual situation. Me2, just 2 points behind. If he can pot two balls here, he will be in the lead. There isn't the first one, and Miwon, he set up Miwon. This is an easy shot for Miwon. And if he can break up the black, oh, he hasn't done that. In fact, he's just touching on the yellow. He's gone for yellow, and that's a nice shot from Miwon. That's what we call a bit of skill. He's got a lovely snooker here. One red ball left on the old green board. Me2's going to have to come off the top. Oh, he's almost potted that. A little bit harder he'd have potted that. Now, unfortunately, Miwon, I think, will pot it. Miwon does pot it. Miwon spots that the yellow is up this end of the old green board. Oh, he went for the black and he missed it entirely. Oh, my goodness, and hit the brown. Doesn't matter. So Miwon gets one but gives away seven. It's Me2 to play. He can use anything as a yellow. Pots the green. Counts as a yellow. 2 points. Now he goes for the actual yellow. Got to go between the Two balls here. Oh, nearly gets a nudge in. So me too gets 2 points. Calculating. Me one, 27. Me two, 32. And me two's in the lead. This is exciting stuff. Me one. It's going for another snooker. Gets it. Me two. Trying to get out of a snooker. Oh, hits the black right behind the black. 7 points to me one. It's a snooker. Me one can choose anything as a yellow. He goes for the blue. Pots the blue. This is the second time the yellow has been potted. And it's still not gone down. Oh. Oh. Me two gets two. But goes in off. Gives away four. And it's 36 all. Here at the Horse Blabby Blubs Arena. And me two. Just some sloppy play. After a great start. Me too. Pots the green. That was a pro. Can he pot this brown? It's going for a double. Oh, just hits the post. Me too's in the lead. Me one. Oh, hold on. The yellow's still on the board. That was a shame, wasn't it? Oh, dear. The frame is void. Luckily, it was referee one's fault for not spotting it. Oh, just those visions of playing Scrabble against my wife early. Should be over by now. This frame should be over. Oh, shit. We got so confused about all the yellows on the old green board. We're going to start again. It was nobody's fault. Possibly me too's fault. But could this be the magic trick that turns things back Me Too's way? Oh, for fuck's sake, this is the last thing anyone wanted today of all days. After the fantastic play is void. Voided with Me Too slightly ahead. It's always when referee one is very tired. Me one to break. Can he break without going in off this time? No, he's gone in off, so at least that's the same. Me too, takes the lead. Ah, oh, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life. Me too, in the lead. Can he clear from here? No. Me one. Pots a beautiful red. And there will be questions again about referee. Oh, that's the shot. Nearly. Me one. One. Me two, four. There will be questions about referee one's ability to host this match. Me two. Brilliant pot from me two. No one could have predicted that would happen. The yellow. Oh! Referee two did spot that. He's got something going anyway. So me two gets 1 point for the thing, but he potted the yellow, but unfortunately twatted a red with his hand on the way to potting it. That's a big shame for me too. It was a foul. 4 points to me one. It's five all. Me one on the hockey. Tries to plant. Fucks it up. Me too. Ah, that's the me too. He's back. I think he's back. He's going for the yellow. Oh, nearly gets it. Me too. Just in the lead. This is so close. Me one. Can't go for that one. Tries a plant. Messes it up. Me too. Can he just nudge this in? I don't think so. No. Me one. Oh, me one goes in off. Falls into me two's trap. And me two leaps into a lead. And could this be the turning point for me two? Could it be? Let's hope so. Let's hope he can make a match of it. Me too. Pots. Pots a beautiful red. Should be able to pot this brown, blue. He's potted a beautiful blue. Can he pot another red? I don't think so. Oh, I was so wrong. I should have faith. He got a break of six. Can he get anything through here? He's got to go for the black. He's hit the black. Ooh, nearly pots it. So an incredible break of seven for me too. And a brilliant shot there to hit that black, because I thought he was going to hit something else. Me one. He's back on form. A beautiful pot into the top. And he could get a black here. The black's wide open and the black goes down and Miwon's back in this game. And how? Fantastic break of eight. You won't see a higher break than that today, probably. Oh, ooh, very close to getting a break of nine, but 8 points to Miwon. Gaggle-a-ding, Miwon 13, Mi2 17. Mi2, though, has a chance of a break of eight of his own, I would say here. He does the first part. This is relatively easy. He's messed it up. Has he? Oh, doesn't quite make it. Mi2 just gets one. And whoever gets the next red has a very good shot at a black, I would say. Miwon thinks it's going to be him. Oh, lovely play from Miwon. Oh! Now Miwon potted the black, but his cue touched the pink and the referee spotted it again. So Miwon gets one and gives away six. And that's some good refereeing from referee one to make up for some of the poor refereeing before. Mi2 fails to pot a red. There's two reds left on the old green board. Miwon, oh, he's gone in off. And Mi2 is running away with this now. Calculating, Mi1. 15, 14, sorry. Error, Mi2. I think 29. Oh, you got 24. 28. 28. And I think it's Mi2's go, right? Is it Mi2's go? We don't want him to have to do another one. I think it's Mi2's go. Anyone know? Mi2. No one's saying. Can anyone hear me? We think it's Mi2's go. Here we go. Mi2 to play. It's important. Mi2 is very good at those shots into the... centre pocket, Mi2. Can he get this pink? It's a bit of a risk of an in off, I would say. Oh, I think he got away with it. Mi2 up to 29 against 14. Mi1 needs something special here. Tries to double. Oh, nearly gets it. Mi2. Oh, what a good attempt from Mi2. I think he might have got a snooker. Not quite. Mi1 just gets out of it. Mi2. Nearly goes in off. Nearly gets the red in. I think Mi1. Oh, it's a bit tight. No, Mi1 can't do it. Can Mi2 do it? No. Mi2 tries to... oh, he's got an amazing snooker. An amazing snooker. Mi1 in big trouble here. Misses. Hits the pink. Hits the green. 6 points to Mi2. He's now 21 ahead. He can use any colour as a red. Oh, he went for the pink and missed it. Mi1. This last red will not go down. Mi2. Oh, misses entirely. 4 points to Mi1. He's back in the match. Mi1. He's gone in off. Oh, and nearly potted it. So Mi2. Gets another 4 points. Stays 21 ahead. It looks like Mi2's frame. I don't know. There's going to be some... oh, Mi2 somehow misses that. There's going to be some questions about this frame. Mi1. An absolutely terrible snooker. Mi2. That was good snooker. That was an amazing, almost incredible snooker. Can't quite get the... he's going for the green. He needs to almost put it backwards. He's done it. Amazing shot from Mi2. A break of four that could break the hearts of anyone hoping Mi1 will get back into this match. Can he get this yellow? Oh, my stars. Mi2 is really turning on the old snooker juice now, though he's snookered himself. And he's missed the green. He's going to hit the black. Oh. So he got a break of six, Mi2, but gives away seven. And it's now 20 points between these players, 25 plays 45. Here comes me one. Amazing play from me two there. Me two. Me one needs nearly all of these balls. And to make no more mistakes, me two just needs a couple of these balls. Oh, that was good because he couldn't get down to that because of the shape of the wall behind him. He's potted the green in the right order this time. He's potted the brown. Is he going to go in off? No, he is not. He's on the blue. Can he get that into the bottom pocket? Not quite. But a nice break of seven from me two, which I think will put paid to me one's reign of terror. Me one can't pop the blue. Me two. Let's just hope there's no more mistakes. Me one. What's he trying to do there? I don't think he forgot what he was doing there. Me two. Me one needs a snooker. That's not it. Me two trying for some safety. Messes it up, does he? Yeah. Me one. Me two. Oh, that's why they call... Oh, that's not why they're calling the champion, because it didn't go in. Me one has to miss this. He doesn't seem to be attempting to get a snooker. Oh, me two rattles the goalposts again. Oh, me one. Come on. Too casual. Gives away 5 points. And I think he's just angry at Sybil. Me two. In off. Gives that five straight back. Just a few more of those. And me one could be back in this. And then how? Oh, he's accidentally potted the blue. It's the worst thing that could happen. Unlucky kiss. And me one is 22 or 3 points behind. 18 on the table. Me two. Ooh, nearly gets that in. And me one, I think, might just have accepted defeat. And me two has it, has the world at his fingertips. He pots the pink. He's made a nonsense of what Sybil said. Oh, doesn't pop the blue at Brack, but he doesn't need it. He's on, I can't see if it's 17 or 18 there, but let's say it's 18. It's 64 plays 35 or 63. 63 according to Andy McH. Let's take that. 35-63. Thank God that's over. And me too is back in the building, my friends. Over to you, Richard Herring. You said you'd finish by 1:30, your wife. Let's see if you can play good on that.
On that. Well, oh no. The camera's gone down. This is the disaster for all concerned.
I'll just go, oh, that camera's gone down, what's happening?
All the cameras have gone down, can you hear me? I think you could hear me. Well, everything's falling apart here. How are you feeling, me one? I'm disappointed I lost, and also, oh, we're back, and also, I think that, the first frame should have counted. Well, that's ironic because that happened to you before. Yeah, I know, but I don't think it should have happened this time. Well, anyway, me too. How are you feeling? I'm glad that I've won. Good. Well, that's it. Sybil, how are you feeling?
My prediction came true. I don't think it did. Yes, with the first frame. The first frame would have ended by 9 points, and my next prediction would have been that me too wins by 28 points.
Well, that would have been amazing if you'd said that, because that was exactly how it turned out. We'll be back next time. Got to finish by 2030. Just going to do it. From me and all the me's, I hope you've enjoyed this shambles. What a disaster, start to finish. We will live stream the Scrabble. Good night.